Beautiful. I'm wondering, with that process of studying specifically this man Prince, because he has so much for us, as you say, it helps us. One question opens up more. Again, with children, I mean, obviously anyone should study Prince. I think I mean, it's just that. Like it's he just makes you like on every level. You put on the music and you feel good. You listen to his words, find what he was saying. Questions are asked. Maybe you get answers. But with young people and specifically, I feel like I'm just practically. What do we do to help inspire dialogue amongst our young people? Because I feel like that would be different than, what do I do? What do you do in terms of inspiring, I think, more adults in these conversations? I mean, young people, obviously, I think, want to talk about things, obviously. I mean, I have really awesome conversations with elementary school age kids, but and I have talked a lot about their feelings and stuff, but there is that taboo ground that I'm wary on treading on. What are those? I mean, is it just the same questions? I mean, the questions that you came up for you when you were thinking about talking to someone about, this mess we're in, and are we free? Are you free? With the youth, is that an important place to start and to begin? How do you begin dialogue with our youngest people is what I'm asking, I guess.
I think that what's really important with young people is to, with very small children on up, is to first of all, obviously, let them, give them safe spaces in order to play without coercion and force. I found that with very small children, simply letting them create the play that allows them to show you in their play what's bothering them. The difficulty for young people when they're in a system that's based on force is that the force is never discussed. And this is a source of anxiety and fear because we're not born that way. We're born free. And once force is imposed on a child in a class system, the child doesn't understand why and can create false explanations for the force. And so it's really important. Those of us who are advocates of young people, to provide a safe place to validate that freedom is the truth. They are born with the truth. We are free by nature. And that what you are experiencing, or what you are seeing around you is not right. Children come with a strong sense of fairness and of what is and of a need for balance and sharing. When this these basic when their fundamental nature is violated by the society in which they are thrust, that they are thrust into, it causes a lot of fear, which is never discussed which then they are stuck with often their entire lives, which then arrests their thought process, because they, it's, we are sort of by nature problem solving. We solve a problem and then we move on to the next. But if there is an irresolvable problem, it can actually keep us from growing for our entire time here. And that's so wrong. This is what I mean by our lives get wasted. We are here to grow and develop continuously. And if we're stuck right out the gate, if we find ourselves blocked in that process of figuring things out so that we can continue to grow, it has sabotaged our thought process, our vitality, and taken our souls, our lives from us, and put them in the hands of those who want to control them, which is so wrong.
Mm. It is.
And because it's been going on for centuries, thousands of years, actually, the people who rule have found ways to make it seem invisible. They have continuously perfected their system of control as they've perfected the technology, because they are single mind of control, technology of control, because of their single-minded focus on doing that. They recognize, as Prince points out, that keeping us apart from each other is how they can control us.
Mm-hmm.
So unless we become advocates of young people, we are condemning them to, against their will, become functionaries of something that is destroying us, our souls.
That's so depressing.
But that simply knowing that is very encouraging, because it means that everyone we meet requires validation, that we're supposed to be free. And that the younger a person is, the more they, as you've said, the less conditioned they are, the less accepting they are of force in their lives, and the more thirsty they are, eager they are for authentic explanation, which is why Prince was killed. Strategically reaching young people is the best use of our energy for bringing about freedom. And they know that. That's why they are determined to control the thoughts of young people. So Prince knew that as well, and was going toe-to-toe with them. That he survived as long as he did is just a miracle. It's just amazing. While producing this amazing treasure trove of tools that young people need in order to validate their truth, the truth that we are born free.